but.
Or talking about fighting, you might say that ever since they were small, they've
been fighting, uh huh.
Say if somebody accidentally did that with a knife, you'd say.
Stabbed you.
Or if, say, if a teacher walked into the room and there were a bunch of funny pictures on the blackboard, she might turn around and ask the class, what I do.
Who did that?
Mm-hmm. Or who on the board?
Yeah. Drawing.
What about, say, if you had some men had to lift a real heavy weight up on the roof of a house, they might get a block and tackle and call themselves have to.
A crane to lift it up.
Do you say, heard people say you have to hoist that thing up?
Yeah, uh-huh, hoist.
What would you say in the way of greeting somebody about 10 o'clock in the daytime?
Good morning.
How late would you say that?
Till noon.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Then it'd be afternoon. Good afternoon.
What do you call the part of the day after afternoon?
Evening. Good evening after 6.
And then after evening when it gets dark?
Night.
Mm-hmm. What would you say to somebody if you were leaving them at night?
Good night.
And if you were leaving them in the daytime?
Just goodbye.
Goodbye.
Or good day.
What about the names of your meals? The first meal you eat is?
Breakfast. And we still say dinner and supper. Some people say breakfast and lunch and dinner.
Is there any meal between breakfast and dinner you could have?
Brunch. Mm-hmm.
What about to say on a farm when you start to work before daylight? You say you started work before
day, or daybreak,
or before sun.
Yeah, sun up.
Or say if you were a little late getting out of work in the field. I said, well, we must be late because the sun had already
come up, uh-huh.
Or say, well, if you worked until the sun went out of sight, you say you worked
went down.
Work.
Sunset, sundown.
If today is Wednesday, that means that Tuesday was
yesterday.
And
Thursday's tomorrow.
What if somebody came to see you on Sunday, the Sunday before this past Sunday? Say that he came to see you on
last Sunday.
And if somebody's going to come see you on Sunday.
Next Sunday.
If somebody stayed at your house from about the 1st to the 15th, you'd say.
Oh, they'd get hungry. They might get hungry, though, from the 15th to the 1st.
Yeah. Or you would say they stayed about
2 weeks.
People out here ever say so-and-so stayed about a fortnight?
Uh-uh.
No,
fortnight is 10 nights, isn't it? Fortnight.
Something. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
What about if you were wanted to know the time of day, you'd ask somebody.
What time is it?
You'd say, well, just let me look at
my watch. Mm-hmm.
What would you say the time was if it were midway between 7 and 8?
When, in the evening or night or morning?
Well,
7:30?
Mm-hmm. What if it were 15 minutes later than half past 10?
45.
Mm-hmm. What about, say, something that you've been doing for a long time, you might say, well, I've been doing that for quite.
Mm-hmm. Quite a while.
Mm-hmm. Or say, if 1976 was last year, then 1977 is
this year.
Or, how old did you say here?
How old am I?
Yeah,
73.
What about something that happened about this time last year? You'd say it happened
about a year ago.
And these things, these white puffy things you see in the sky?
Clouds.
What would you